Hi, this is education for Kendra. WKNDRAWARR-INGRAM. Date of birth is 9/18/1974. Date of accident 5/5/2022. Date of service is 3/18/2024. The patient Kendra Ward was initially injured on 5/5/2022, and she alleges all the symptoms coming from that particular accident. Is report that she was involved in a rear-ending accident on Southfield Freeway on 5/5/2022 as a restaurant driver. She rear-ended her car into the car in front because of a sudden stop. This led to injuries to her chest, head, right knee, neck whiplash, and symptoms of TBI like vertigo, lack of focus, concentration problems, nausea, along with there was a history of pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, and both shoulders with numbness and tingling of all the fingers of the both hands. Some pain in the right knee also was reported for. This was all initial. She has been a long-term patient of Dr. Gilliard and Dr. Redden. She has had some surgeries to the shoulder. She has undergone a left knee surgery by Dr. Gilliard in a initial accident of 2014. Then she also had a right shoulder surgery for the initial accident. She also underwent two epidurals prior to this accident. After this current accident on 5/5/2022, she has not had any injection or any epidural, and she reports that her pain in both the shoulders is now bad. She also had a surgery to the left shoulder now. She had a surgery to the left shoulder by Dr. Gilliard for the previous accident. Once again, she had a right shoulder repair and labrum repair on 4th April of 2023 by Dr. Gilliard, and repeat surgery on the right shoulder and labrum repair in 2014 and 2015. And I believe she had a surgery for the left shoulder also that was done by Dr. Gilliard. I see the surgery was supposed to be done on November 27. So the patient has improved range of motion on the left shoulder up to 180 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, and the pain level is around 7. In the right shoulder, the pain level is only 5, and she can still move only 110 degrees of forward flexion and abduction. She reports the headaches are around 4 and they're intermittent. Mood is around 7 out of 1 to 10 scale. And she requests a right shoulder arthrogram to determine further course of surgery. She is on Wellbutrin to stabilize her mood and depression that she was suffering. She's also taking Zofran. Cervical spine pain is constant to the tune of 5, and it occasionally radiates to right arm, involving all the 5 fingers, and sometimes both the upper extremities, including bilateral numbness and tingling of all the 5 fingers. But the right upper extremity is almost constant, but the left upper extremity is 1 or 2 times a day in numbness and tingling. There is some weakness in the right upper extremity. Right knee is also hurting around 5, but it's not bothering her too much. She's able to walk well without using any adaptive device. Overall, the pain is between 6 and 7. The patient does report 50% recovery. ADLs are as follows. The patient reports, please review the chart for the ADLs and the system review. Currently, the patient do not have any dizziness, vertigo, double vision, vision disturbances, or any seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or loss of memory. She does have a moderate anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, and some lack of focus. Please review the chart for the system review and the additional history. And also the substance abuse and compliance history. Patient utilizes marijuana for some pain relief. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 170 over 128, pulse is 100, pulse ox has not taken, temperature is 97.3. The physical examination remains similar to previous data service of 2/19/2024, dictation number 0311-007 and 0311-008, along with diagnosis. The plan is to continue all the medications that have been provided to her, which includes the following. Flexeril 10 milligrams twice a day, 30 days supply, 60 tablets. Wellbutrin XL 150 milligrams daily is provided with Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN twice a day for severe anxiety only. And she's ordered a massage once a week, laser treatment, add on chiropractic to physical therapy. Physical therapy is ordered to once a week from traction massage and she is released on a light duty where 7 hours per day for 5 days, 7 pounds. Patient is otherwise stable. A right sided shoulder arthrogram is ordered. And she is referred back to Dr. Gilliard. She has an appointment next month, who is the orthopedic surgeon. She is also referred to Dr. Louis Redden for possible spinal cord stimulation device consultation and or surgery. She'll be seen in 30 days time. The MRIs that have been done so far have been discussed with the patients. I didn't include the lumbar spine MRI where there is a bulging disc at T11 and T12, L45 and L5S1, mildly pushing on the thecal sac, and also at T34, C45, and C56, there is a bulging disc. If the pains continue, patient could benefit from lumbar epidural and cervical epidural steroid injection 2 or 3 times each location. However, we have advised her to try neck traction, cervical traction, and continue with everything else. The right knee MRI shows a increased signal in the superior lateral aspect of alpha interpatellar pad consistent with patellar tendon, lateral femoral condyle friction syndrome, predisposing factor beta, patella alta is present. And Dr. Gilliard is looking at it and nothing needs to be done on our end. The left knee has a status post anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction done already. Thank you. The right shoulder has a partial thickness, partial articular surface tear in the supraspinatus tendon with rest of the fibers showing tendinosis, including supraspinatus tendon. Otherwise, the patient is stable. She is doing physical therapy and home exercises. Heat, infrared treatment, and laser treatment is also discussed with the patient.